Welcome to the Manifesting Mother Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Betty Mora. My purpose of this podcast is to help women like you step into their power, create massive quantum leaps, release old limiting beliefs, and manifest the life that you desire. So let's get it. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about three easy things that you can start doing today to grow your confidence. Because let's be real, confidence does not come overnight. Hey friends, welcome to the show. I want to get on here today and share with you three tips so that you can start growing your confidence today. And the reason I say growing your confidence is because I personally don't believe that we can grow confidence overnight. Confidence takes time, and it also takes doing a lot of repetition in whatever it is that you're wanting more confidence in. So, for example, if you want to start a podcast, you can't just start off with confidence. You have to record one episode and then another episode and then another episode. And in the journey of recording, you know, your episodes, you will start to be more confident and you will show up more confident to your fans, to your listeners. And this can be applied to many other things in life. So, for example, as you guys know, I sell real estate. So, in order to sell real estate, I had to grow my confidence level. And what I had to do in order to get more confident in selling real estate, I had to make cold calls. I had to have consults with buyers and sellers. I had to practice what I was doing. Well, I'm still doing that. So I had to practice what I was doing so that I could grow confidence in myself. So here are three tips. And these three things, you guys can honestly start doing them today to help you so that you can be better at what you're doing and also so that you can be more confident in what you're doing, in what your art is or what you're trying to master. So let's start with number one, taking action. So like I was saying, you develop confidence by doing. So my example of real estate, if I would have just sat there and in my head just visualized selling homes, but I was not taking the action, then that would have not gone anywhere. You guys, I would have not sold one house like that, because it really takes doing and having the experience so that you can have more trust in yourself and that you can have that confidence. And also when people meet with you, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, like, I love how confident she is. I love how confident she sounds. I love the way that, you know, when she shows me a house, I love how she is very on top of things. She just gives off an energy that exudes confidence. So definitely practice. Practice is a big one. Doing is a big one. And not just sitting there wishful thinking, because wishful thinking is not gonna really move you anywhere. You have to take some action in order to grow that confidence in yourself. Number two, believe that you're worthy. And the reason I say believe that you're worthy is because a lot of us don't believe that about ourselves. Like, you can do the action, but if you don't feel worthy, you're only going to get, well, the universe is only going to provide you what you feel worthy of receiving. So to give you an example, and I feel like real estate is a great example for this one. Let's say that you were doing your cold calls and you were doing your mailers, all the marketing things. But if you don't feel worthy of receiving one or two clients when you're doing your cold calling, when you're emailing clients, you might not land a client at all. I mean, yes, maybe every now and then you will land a client, but it won't be consistently, because the universe is only going to provide what you feel worthy of receiving. And if you need to go back and re-listen to that, do it. The universe will not give you more than what you feel worthy of receiving. So think about that, because that is key. You know, feeling worthy is huge when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to energetics. And you should feel worthy because you do deserve it, especially if you're putting in the work, if you're putting in the time, you deserve it. And something I want to mention is that we live in a culture where we've been conditioned that our worthiness is going to come out of how much work we put in. And the reason I want to bring this up is because just because you work 100 hours a week, it's not going to make you more worthy than someone who works 30, 40 hours a week. So let me explain to you what I mean by this. Everybody has their little thermostat in regards to how much they feel that they're worth, okay? So if you're working 100 hours a week, your worth thermostat is at a 5, you're only going to get that much back. The universe is only going to provide you what you feel like you deserve. So if you feel like you deserve a 5, that's how much the universe is going to provide for you. Now, let's say you're working 30 hours a week, but your worth thermostat is at a 10. Okay, cool. Well, the universe is going to provide you what you feel that's your worth. So hopefully that made sense for you guys. I'm not into working 100 hours a week and then getting little in return for all the work that I did. You know, you're more than welcome to work 100 hours a week, but raise your worth thermostat. Raise how much you feel worthy of. And same goes for if you work 30 hours a week. You know, there's no right or wrong. It just simply is what works for you. Obviously, that one is going to be, you're going to feel more burnt out than the other. Society has conditioned us to feel that way or to be like that. So just to recap on the step, raise your worth thermostat. Raise it so that you can receive more because, like I was saying, the universe is going to provide how much you feel worthy of. All right, so let's go to number 3. How you talk to yourself matters. So if you would not say it to a friend to their face, don't say it to yourself. If you would not say it to your child to their face, don't say it to yourself. The way that we talk to ourselves is crucial when it comes to confidence, because if you want to be confident, if you want to give off that type of energy, you cannot be talking to yourself in a negative way. You cannot be bringing yourself down. And this is a hard one because yes, we do make mistakes, but you know what? Everybody makes mistakes and life is about trial and error. It's important for us to be compassionate with ourselves, have that understanding that even though we made a mistake, mistakes happen, and that it's okay, you learn from it, and you move on. You keep moving forward. You really have to be your own cheerleader, your own hype woman or man, because there is no better cheerleader, you guys, than yourself. If you are able to hype yourself up, to cheer yourself up, when things are not looking so well, do it. Because the way that we talk to ourselves seriously does have an impact in our self-esteem, in our self-confidence, and in what we believe of ourselves. So the way we talk to ourselves actually goes back and it affects like the last two steps. It affects your confidence and your self-worth. So really watch what you say, watch your words. So a good practice with this one is imagine if your words had colors. So if you were to say certain words, what colors would they be? So if you were to say, I'm a failure, what color would that be? If you were to say, I'm beautiful, what color would that be? So that to me is a great exercise and it really puts your mind into awareness. So you become more aware of the words that you speak and say. Because everything comes back to you and, you know, the words that you say to yourself, they do affect you at a deep, deep level. So I really hope that this is going to help you guys boost your confidence. I hope that it's going to make you stand in your power more and have that unshakable trust in yourself that you can literally do whatever you want to do in life. There's no limitation. Just raise that thermostat so that you feel more worthy and you're able to attract bigger things in life. And don't set limitations for yourself, because when we do, we limit the universe and the blessings that come to us as well. So thank you guys so much and we'll see you next time. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, will you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may also want to learn the secret sauce to manifesting? Also, please leave me a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you in one way or another. Okay, time to go. I'll meet you back here next week for another episode. Bye.